Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And what an absolutely glorious Saturday noon it is here, fellow foodies in Southern Arizona. A beautiful fall day has arrived, and I just love this time of year because it's getting us from the indoors to the outdoors. And you know what? That's what we're going to be talking about all hour today, because, you know, when you listen to On the Menu Live every Saturday at 4, right here on KNST AM 790, you often hear me broadcasting live from some of our favorite bars and lounges and restaurants across Southern Arizona. But we thought we'd kind of slow things down a little bit, and we thought, what a great time to kind of bring the party indoors, stay close to home. We're talking backyard barbecues and block parties for the full hour. We're going to give you some tips and tools for the perfect beverage. We're going to be talking about transforming your backyard into the ideal destination for entertaining, for dining, and for imbibing. We're going to be talking about this cool grilling and smoking masterpiece of furniture that I always love to have in a backyard, the Big Green Egg. And we're also going to be talking to one of my heroes, Dan Dickman himself of Dickman's Meat and Deli, home of the ugly steaks. You are so excited to be here, as excited as I am now. When we're thinking about exciting and we're thinking about libating, you know, the paths can lead a number of ways, but my favorite path leads up to our celebrity co-host for the full hour today, the queen of the cocktail, the resident sage of spirits, and the wonder woman of wine from Alliance Beverage, the lovely Jessica Nenedick is in the house. What's up, Jess?
Oh, Matt, I always love the way you introduce me.
Woo! Absolutely. Haven't had you on the show in a long time.
It's been a while. It's been too long, actually, so we need to do this a little more often. But, you know, no place I'd rather be in the studio with you than here today talking about beverages.
Yeah, I mean, that's what drives this show, and I love having you on the show because you come in, you got like two huge saddlebags of stuff. You don't show up to the studio empty-handed.
No. Ready, loaded and ready to go, ready to make some drinks.
I'm so glad you found the time, and you're very exciting and very busy and demanding a time as one of the great reps here for Alliance Beverage in Southern Arizona. You know, we're talking about backyard barbecues, mm-hmm. backyard parties, block parties, the perfect time of the year to do it. What are you thinking kind of beverage-wise when you're hanging out by the pool or having a beverage as you're chipping away on your putting green, your home putting green in the backyard? I mean, where are you going beverage-wise?
Well, I love something refreshing. I love something that's going to sustain me. You know, I don't have to drink a lot of, like, something that's going to be a little bit not as strong as a martini.
Yeah, it could be a problem.
And, you know, I love wine and I like beer too, but I like something refreshing. And when I think of entertaining, especially outside, I don't want to be shaking martinis.
Right.
You know, I can pop a beer, sure, but I'd like to make a batch of beverages in bulk.
Oh, now we're talking. Now, that's normally how I roll. I like my beverages in bulk. I mean, that's how we do things here.
Absolutely.
But beverages in bulk, what do you mean by that?
Well, you make a batch of something, and you set it out, you entertain, and it's good to go. You just keep topping off the beverage. You don't have to go back to the shaker. You don't have to start up the blender for margaritas. It's good to go.
Okay, now when I think beverages in bulk, I go back 20-something years.
No, no.
And my first order of business is to go to the Home Depot and buy a trash can.
I see where you're going.
Buy a big, hefty garbage bag, line the said trash can, and then put liquid in there that's like different colors. And I mean, that was beverages in bulk back in the 80s,
I see,
Jess.
Where you're going with that. Some use trash cans. Some actually put a stopper in the bathtub and had that kind of a party. But no, we're talking about a sophisticated beverage. And what I want to talk to you about today is, you know, a white sangria.
Perfect.
Perfect for our weather. Beautiful fall. Great citrus in season right now. Good to go.
Are you going to be breaking down the sangria right here in the studio, in the KNST studio?
I am going to take you through the entire process over the entire hour. So by the time we're done, Matt, you and I will be sipping on a savory, delicious sangria.
I have to wait until the end of the show to...
Well, you know...
I hope we're going to be done in the next 10 minutes because I'm thirsty, Jessica!
Matt, these things take time.
I understand. You know, you don't rush excellence.
No.
So what... Okay, so we're talking beverages in bulk. We're talking about not, getting tied up with the hassles and the burden of replacing ice in a shaker and running out and getting another swizzle stick and then trying to pump the keg and getting the pressure right way. You want to get it out of the way. Do it in bulk so it's there when you need it. So you can finish your time on the putting green.
Exactly.
And you can hang out by the grill. So what's step number one when you're making this great white sangria for a beautiful fall block party, backyard barbecue? How do you even approach that process?
Well, the great thing about sangria is it's actually better if you start the night before. but you always want to start with a good wine that you would drink. A lot of people think sangria is a way to transform wine that is old or bad or doesn't taste very good. Look, if you start with a good quality ingredient, doesn't have to be expensive, but something that you would actually drink out of the bottle, it always makes a better product at the end.
Perfect.
So I like a good quality wine. Today we're using B.R. Cohn's Silver Label Chardonnay from North Coast.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, and you, I mean,
you're not messing around,
I don't
Jessica.
Mess around, no, because it's a beautiful wine, which, would, you know, it's like when you cook, Mr. Dickman will tell you, you start with great ingredients, you get a great product. So we're going to, first step is just to pour the wine in a nice pitcher.
Okay, I'm going to take a picture of this. This is all going on our Facebook page here in just a few minutes, fellow foodies. She is now quite literally pouring a bottle of gorgeous wine into a... Now, I have to probably ask Cindy what in the world this is that she has brought out.
We have a makeshift pitcher, but we are on radio, Matt, so we don't have to talk about it.
Okay.
All right. So the first step of the recipe is a whole bottle of white wine, and this is going to serve about 6 people.
Speak for yourself. Just
okay, well, this will serve you and I. So in a bottle of wine, there's 750 milliliters. We're going to probably end up with the 2/3 more of the bottle of wine in juices.
Okay, interesting.
So basically, it's a lighter way to enjoy a beverage. You basically can sip on this all day.
And you have.
And yes, and keep your wits about you.
And we will.
Great. So to the bottle of wine, we're going to add juices, citrus, whatever you want to add to it. But make sure that you are enhancing the flavors of the wine, not masking them.
That's exactly right.
Because
you want to, I mean, especially when you're using, like you said, quality ingredients, you're using a stellar wine here. You're doing that for a reason, because you want to preserve the excellence of that grape.
Exactly.
You don't want to hide it with a bunch of, overly sweet other components.
So today we're going to use grapefruit, lime, orange juice, a little lemonade, and some 7-Up.
Okay. And once you have put this entire white sangria together in the pitcher, you said it's once the fruits and all the juices and the wine is gone in, how many does that yield? This is going to be enough for
this
how many?
This is going to be enough for about 6 glasses.
For 6 glasses. Okay. So like you said, start the night before.
Absolutely.
Get your plan together. Make your lists. Don't be intimidated by the number of things that go into it. Have fun with it.
Exactly. So when you entertain the next day, you're not stumbling for a beverage choice. It's already made.
you can leave the stumbling till the following
day. The stumbling till later.
We're talking with Jessica Nedidick from Alliance Beverage, the resident queen of the cocktail, sage of the spirit, and Wonder Woman of wine for On the Menu Live. We always love having you in here as our celebrity co-host. She's breaking down the perfect backyard barbecue and block party sangria, a white sangria, in fact, and she's cut up a wonderful array of wonderful fruits and juices that are going into this gorgeous sangria. So she's going to be assembling a little bit at a time over the next hour. We're going to be posting pictures on our website. In go the grapefruit, Jessica.
Yes.
She goes, lovingly placing the grapefruits inside the lovely pitcher that Cindy has provided us here at the intergalactic headquarters of KNST. They don't mess around here at Clear Channel, do they? They have peppermint, little cookie candy cane,
you know,
things
what?
Adorning the pitcher. It's
Matt,
almost it's holidays.
Keeping your desk dry.
Anyway, so you've added some limes, some grapefruit, and what else are in there?
So far, that's it. We're going to go ahead and add some juices. And this, look, trust me, this is not a precise recipe. If you like your sangria a little bit lighter and fruitier, add more juice. If you like it to taste a little bit more on the wine side, hold back a little bit. Either way, you're actually just enhancing the flavors.
That's fantastic. And the flavors are enhancing as we speak. I see these pieces of fruit just lovingly swimming around in the bath of Chardonnay that Jessica Nedidick has put together. Anyway, what a blast we are having here on the Menu Live. Thank you for tuning in as you do every Saturday at 4 on AM 790 KNST. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be transforming that backyard of yours that is in such desperate need of transformation into a glorious destination for backyard parties. You don't want to miss it. Stick around. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from KNST AM 790 in the glorious compound of Clear Channel Media and Entertainment on the beautiful corner of Oracle and Fort Lowell. Here for the full hour, my celebrity co-host from Alliance Beverage, Jessica Nedidick, is making some serious sangria over there.
Yes, it's going to be pretty serious, but also not so serious, because it is sangria after all.
Now, what did you do as we were on a commercial break? You kept working.
I did. I didn't stop, but not a second of rest. I added some grapefruit slices and some lime slices to that one bottle of wine. I added about 12 ounces of juice, about 6 ounces of orange juice, and about 6 ounces of lemonade. You can use what you've got. I would just really avoid any dark juices. I wouldn't use cranberry. I wouldn't use grape. Those, again, enhancing the flavors of the wine is what we're looking for versus masking them. And Chardonnay especially is known for, like, lots of citrusy flavors usually. So you really want to enhance those flavors. I've also added 16 ounces of 7-Up. You can use 7-Up. You can use Squirt. You can use some of those fancy blood orange juices.
Yes.
That you see. Yes. But that actually adds a sweetness component to it.
That's perfect.
Yes.
And we're going to actually be putting this recipe up on our Facebook page so all of our fellow foodie listeners can get onto our Facebook page, facebook.com/onthemenulive, and you will get it from the words of wisdom from Jessica Nenedick herself.
Absolutely.
Absolutely love it. Now, when we're thinking about block parties and we're thinking about backyard barbecues, you know, I know a couple of guys in town that would be embarrassed, Jessica Nenedick, to actually host a party in their home because of the way that their backyard looks or their front entry looks. And you got to have the right setting, the right destination to host a block party or a backyard barbecue. And we got a guy in here who is going to tell us exactly how to do that. My good friend from Landscapes by Turf Tech, the Honorable Jack Hamilton, is with us. What's going on, man?
Well, good afternoon. Thank you for having me today.
I'm so glad you're able to join us because I couldn't imagine a better show to have Jack on than when we're talking about really maximizing the entertainment opportunities for people to keep the party at home. And you're the best guy in the business. In fact, you just wrapped up a project at my house. I want to do like a before and after picture of the project that you just finished up at my house because this is going to give you an idea for the kind of things that Landscapes by Turf Tech is really all about, locally owned and operated for almost 18 years, I think. But Jack, how did you get started in this business in the landscape? Architecture business here in town?
Well, 15 years old, I got in the irrigation business and been in construction for the rest of the story is I'm 52 now. So, what is that, 42 years?
Wow. Yeah.
35 years.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Sounds like you have a passion for it.
Yeah. We've, taken some unruly sites and turned them into something that's very inviting, get you out there and, you know, maximize the environment that we have here and the climates that we have here. And this time of year, it's just been one to absolutely come out and enjoy.
That's great. And this is really the time of year when people are thinking about really taking that step and saying, look, I want to do something. I've been talking to my wife about this for a long time, and we finally want to do something. The fall is just the perfect time to get it done, right?
Absolutely. You know, we've taken, for instance, your front courtyard to something that you can go out and just, I want to use the word inviting over and over, but it really does. It want to put that in the mindset of a person to come out and just be invited outdoors.
That's exactly right.
The outdoors where we live is just spectacular, and that's what we've done over and over and different situations.
And what I love about what you've done in my house is, you know, when you think about building a courtyard or something at that front face of your house, you know, curb appeal is a lot of it, but you and your team have built it in a functional way that actually allows you and invites you to spend time in the courtyard, not just something that you can view from the curb. It's beautiful.
That's correct. You know, anytime you can create a sitting area, a patio, and have a little water running somewhere, whether it's a koi pond or a fountain, and from there it goes on. You can create a barbecue, outdoor lighting, turf, putting green, sport court. We do all that stuff. So, you know, to be able to do that and have the capability to go from just the smallest of projects to the largest is what's helped us become successful.
That's great. And I love when you say that no project is too small or too large. I mean, you really, and I love when you and your team sit down and you really, you know, you have a conversation with your customers, with your clients, because you really want to get a good idea of what the vision is. And you're always there to help contribute to that and offer some, you know, some little secrets that they might not have known about, like you did with us. And then you talked about LED low voltage lighting. I have to tell you, I didn't know what in the world that was. What is LED low voltage lighting and why is it such a master component of your projects?
Well, I think, here shortly, we won't even see halogen anymore. That's what traditional low-voltage lighting is halogen lighting. So we've stepped it up to LED, and basically you get about a 10-year or 40,000-hour bulb life for the new fixtures that we're putting in versus the one that you're constantly changing out in the old old-style lighting, the traditional halogen. And
you said 10-year on those bulbs? So that means that the bulbs that you just put in my front courtyard, I don't have to change until I'm 56 years old, Jack Hamilton?
Well, that's probably minimizing it. I don't, you know, we haven't been using them 10 years, but that's what the life expectancy is, 40,000-hour, 10-year life of a bulb.
That's great. So we're talking about great courtyards in the front. You talked about sport courts and everything in the backyard. Talk about the kitchen destination, because you guys build these outdoor kitchens and you work with our good friends over at Flame Connection to buying some great grills and smokers and such. But talk about what are some of the things that people should be thinking about when they're hosting these great backyard barbecue parties at their house.
Yeah, whether you're going from that green egg that they carry over there or one of the top-of-the-line barbecues, their alfrescos, it's just a fantastic way to get people to gather, is to get outdoors and barbecue. And, we've created the raised barbecue or the,
No, good. So, like the
sitting
the
area.
The sitting areas, the patios, the decks.
So, you build like kitchens, like sitting areas encompassing outdoor kitchens so you can sit and eat and talk and entertain all in one spot.
Yeah, you got the pool in one area, you're cooking in one, and you might be putting in another area, but it's just an environment that lends itself to having a great togetherness outdoors.
That's beautiful. And I love the sort of the lawn turf idea, because look, I have grass in my backyard. Hopefully not for long, Jack Hamilton, because one of the things when you first hit the scene here, that's the thing that you really became known for right away, putting greens and lawn turf. Talk about the benefits of lawn turf over grass.
Well, I think anybody here that has grass would understand that the turf is an ongoing nightmare. It's hard for even the greenskeepers on the golf courses to keep it up. But predominantly what we do is strip out a lot of grass and come back in there with the artificial turf, and it's so realistic nowadays. It's a lot different than when we first started. I mean, one of the most prominent places in Tucson that we have is the entry to Stone Canyon. Been out there 8 years, and anybody could go by there and see it. It still looks fantastic. It's been 8 years. It's just a great product. And then that's all we use is the top-of-the-line product.
That's great. Well, I'm here to testify from a personal experience that Landscapes by TurfTech is really the one and only choice for anything when you're coming to maximizing the space that you've created in your home. You've got koi ponds and gazebos and sport courts and putting greens and beautiful low-voltage lighting. Landscapes by TurfTech, Jack Hamilton, the president and the owner. If you want to get a hold of him directly, now, we don't give his cell phone out to everybody. You're going to get to him directly at 631-6080. Again, 631-6080. To talk to Jack Hamilton at Landscapes by TurfTech. Jack, thank you so much for everything you do to beautify this community, and we'll have you back on again to talk about some fall projects.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks so much. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about the big green egg. You don't want to miss it. We'll stick around. I'll be right back.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from KNST AM 790, the most delicious hour on radio. Thank you so much for listening as you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock right here on KNST. And whether or not you're listening to us on the radio right now, maybe you're streaming on our website, onthemenulive.com. Perhaps you're one of the millions who tunes in every Saturday at 4 on the iHeartRadio network worldwide. Actually, I have to say, we had our trivia winner about 3 weeks ago was listening to the show. He called in and he won, and he was calling from New York City, Jessica.
Was he listening on the menu live, streaming live?
Or? He certainly was.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Are you suggesting that all he had to do was put his head out the window and he'd hear me because my voice is so loud?
Well, you never know these technologies these days.
I love it. We're talking to Jessica Nenadic, our celebrity co-host for the full hour from Alliance Beverage, always helping to libate us in times of need. She's been making a great beverage in bulk for our outdoor barbecue and block party show that we have here. And you've been busy with that sangria since we came back from a commercial. What's going on now?
Well, like I said, sangria is just a really great beverage for backyard to make in bulk. You don't have to worry about it. You can make it the night before. Lots and lots of layers of flavor. So I just added 4 ounces of flavored vodka to my sangria.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Now, what are we – now, last time I had you on the show, we were actually talking to our good friends from Elliott's downtown. They're known for flavored vodkas. You're putting a flavored vodka inside the sangria.
Yeah, this is not an infused vodka. It's a flavored vodka, but I'm using a liquor. You can use brandy. You can use a lower proof, like a triple sec, for sweetness. The liquor actually preserves the mixture. It starts to break down the fruit, and it gives back some body. Because you've diluted it with juices and 7-Up, you want to give it some body back as well. So the liquor adds body, and it breaks down the fruit a little bit, and it just adds to preserve the liquid a little bit.
I love body in a cocktail. And let me just say, I mean, I think it really, and I think you have helped sort of help me understand the different complexities of what a cocktail can be, for how it tastes on the palate, to what it looks like in the glass, to sort of the architectural and chemistry makeup. You're talking about body in a cocktail is just gorgeous.
And you have to have balance too. So we sort of added some sweetness. We added some bitterness with the grapefruit. We added some sour with the fruit and the fruit juices. We're going to add some body, some textures and body with the liquor. And the wine, of course, is the backbone of this particular. It's a cocktail, but it's a wine-based.
It's a wine-based cocktail. And, you know, when we were talking to Jack Hamilton, he's talking about, you know, really helping to turn your backyard into something that's really all about hanging out and community and celebration and entertainment. And, you know, he's known for putting these, you know, these beautiful, almost all-star pro-level, you know, putting greens. I can imagine just going to kind of going from green to green with my glass of sangria.
Absolutely.
At a part where the music is going, the big green egg is smoking. I mean, that's where I want to be right now.
Absolutely. What better way to celebrate?
You know, we were going to be hearing from our good friends from Flame Connection. They must be too busy selling big green eggs. Anyway, sometimes things happen and people's schedules get a little mixed up. But anyway, have you ever worked around a big green egg before, Jess?
I have no idea what a big green egg. I'm sorry to say.
I want Rob Wilson to be on the phone with us right now. We might have to get started with Dan a little bit early. But let me ask you, with great respect, Jessica Nenevic, you know, you're sort of sitting there making this wine cocktail.
Yes.
And I'm looking at a very large lineup of empty glasses.
Uh-oh.
At what point do we get to, the anticipation is killing me.
You know what, Matt? I assure you, by the next break, you will have a beverage in your red Solo cup. Actually, they're blue today.
Blue Solo cups.
Well,
I don't care what color it is.
We're watching the Lions tomorrow. We got to go Lions blue.
Are we doing the Lions thing? You know, I'm a Redskins fan. Can we just get over that? Good.
Oh, that was a rough week for you, wasn't it?
Jeez.
Yeah, that was a rough week.
RG3 is not executing like he needs to.
Aren't we a food show?
But anyway, if you want to know what the big green egg is, I mean, it really helps to, I think, as Jack Hamilton transforms backyards, the big green egg transforms the cooking experience, because you can grill on this, you can smoke on this. And why do they call it a big green egg? Number one, it's big. I mean, this is a monstrosity of an outdoor grilling implement. It's green. So it's this beautiful sort of dark emerald green. And yes, Jessica Nenevic, it is shaped like an egg.
Is it gas powered, wood powered?
Oh, no. Well,
plug it in?
Yes. And these are the questions that we were going to ask Rob. But look, I have a smoker at home. Actually, it's one that you plug in. Now the phone calls are coming in right now, because, you know, you don't smoke with anything that you turn on with electricity. A real smoker takes wood. And a lot of the classicists will say, if you're not using real wood and real fire to heat and to smoke, you're not really smoking. So no, the gas, the big green egg is powered exclusively by either wood or either charcoal.
Okay.
But it's made of almost solid concrete. I mean, the thing weighs as much as an automobile.
So it's concrete. It's not cast iron.
As I understand it. Concrete. We also want to make sure that all of our listeners go to biggreenegg.com.
And I am Googling it right now.
You can get all of the information. I have had one on my Christmas list for years, and somehow it, maybe, I don't know if I was naughty or not nice enough one Christmas, but the Big Green Egg, if you're actually thinking about what to get Matt Russell for Christmas this year, that should probably be among the things that you should consider, because the Big Green Egg is really all about partying and atmosphere, and there you do. You pulled it right up.
I did. I can't believe technology.
So anyway, we're about another 30 seconds or so from going to a hard news break, and we're going to thank some sponsors. And when we come back to On the Menu Live this Saturday, we're going to be talking to a man who runs our purveyor of choice for protein, our protein purveyor of choice from Dickman's Meat and Deli. Dan Dickman is going to be joining us. So don't, miss the exciting conclusion of the show that we have in front of you. In fact, Dan Dickman himself is going to be giving away a Dickman's gift card. You're listening to On the Menu Live on KNST AM 790. Be right back.
News Radio, I'm Don Matheson. American forces have conducted two raids in Africa. One attack focused on the seaside villa in Somalia, housing several alleged al-Shabaab militants.
A Navy SEAL team went in to target the head of al-Shabaab. There were multiple targets, we're told, but what we cannot confirm at this point in time, and the Pentagon is not confirming whether the head of al-Shabaab was killed in that attack.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. The assault was in response to the raid on the Kenyan mall that left at least 60 people dead. A second operation took place in Libya, the U.S. targeting a senior al-Qaeda figure. Tropical Storm Karen losing steam.
Most of the coastal warnings and watches have been taken down, except for the warning for the Louisiana coastline to the east and west of the Mississippi River. The storm's predicted path still drives right over Plaquemines Parish.
Fox News Radio's Eben Brown. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The flavors of fall have arrived at the Terraza Garden Patio and Lounge with exciting new menus for lunch and dinner. Treat yourself to a relaxing lunch, from a seared ahi tuna niçoise salad to a gorgeous Wagyu beef burger with roasted chilies. This lunch menu is a bounty of goodness that will satisfy every palate, as will their new lineup of craft margaritas. And for dinner, try the big and bold New York steak with truffle Parmesan fries, or the chicken piccata with potato zucchini cakes. The new dinner menu provides a landscape of fun and fresh flavors that have come to define the Terraza, along with a spectacular spectrum of premium whiskeys, tequilas, and other sophisticated spirits. Celebrate fall at the Terraza Garden Patio and Lounge on the beautiful grounds of the Hacienda del Sol on Hacienda del Sol Road between River Road and Sunrise Drive. What happens when Tucson's top mixologists take to the stage to test their creativity and showmanship? Find out at the 7th Annual World Margarita Championship, one of Tucson's most exciting events. Join your friends downtown on Friday, October 25th, when the patio at the Tucson Museum of Art is transformed into a gala fiesta featuring the ultimate in food, drinks, live music, and fun, all in a celebration of the signature cocktail of the Southwest, the classic margarita. A portion of the evening's proceeds will benefit the Blair Charity Group, which promotes children's health, sports, and well-being. Visit TucsonOriginals.com to get your tickets today to this annual sellout event. Tickets are just $50 in advance and $60 at the door. The 7th Annual World Margarita Championship, Friday, October 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at TucsonOriginals.com.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live dangerously close to a brand new, freshly poured beverage in bulk for your block party this fall. This beautiful white sangria prepared by the beautiful Jessica Nenedic, our celebrity co-host for the full hour. You've done it, girl.
I've done it. So what you have here is the finished product. It's going to get so much better as it sits, as all that fruit marries with the wine, marries with the sweetness of the liquor and the 7-Up. It's just going to get so much better. And this is the kind of thing that you want to put in a pitcher with all the fruit showing. Beautiful glass pitcher. Just let it marry in there and let it rest. Serve it over ice.
Okay, balance is the first word that has come to mind since I have taken my first pull of this sangria. Because again, when you think about sangria, there's this misconception that this is an overly sweet cocktail. Right. This is a wine-based cocktail with certainly a lot of fruits, but the balance, I think it's that vodka that you put in there, the wonderful fresh fruits coming together with that gorgeous Chardonnay that you started with, that foundational element of that sangria. The balance is perfect. I could just go across every zone in my backyard, from my Big Green Egg to my low voltage LED lights, the Jack Hamilton is, and just enjoy this cocktail for several hours.
And this is the kind of cocktail that can take you from brunch to nightcap, because it's light, it's refreshing, it's not too alcoholic.
I think you've chosen the perfect beverage, the idea of beverage in bulk for your backyard barbecue, your block party. Jessica, thank you so much for this great sangria. Now, you know, someone told me that October is National Pork Month, and I want to draw attention to an event that's coming up on Saturday, October the 18th, out at the Mercado San Agustin. It's Porktober, Jessica.
It is pork. I thought every month was pork month.
Every month should be pork month if you follow me around town. But anyway, Porktober, Saturday, October 18th at the Mercado San Agustin, of course, down on Congress, west of the freeway on the south side of the street. You've got several of Tucson's best chefs that are all preparing their favorite pork dish, things that they are known for worldwide. And you are going to have the opportunity to kind of walk around the courtyard there, taste little samplings of some of these chefs' great pork dishes, some great beverages, some live entertainment. This is going to be a blast.
Matt, what's your favorite cut of pork? What is your favorite part of the pig?
Okay.
What is the premier pork product?
Okay. So I'm a butt guy.
Okay.
And before you turn your radios off, ladies and gentlemen, I know this is a family show, but let me just take this opportunity, and perhaps Dan Zigman himself can lead some wisdom here. But the butt is not what you think it is. The butt is the shoulder. It's the pork shoulder. It's what I put in my smoker for about 17 hours, and you get that really good sort of candied bark on the outside.
Yes.
I love the pork butt because it loves me.
Yes. I am a fan of two parts of the pig. I love the rib meat.
Yeah.
Rib meat for me, anything cooked right next to that bone is the sweetest. Oh. And if you ever get the opportunity to go to a whole pig roast, get be the first in line because you want to get the cheeks.
The cheeks!
The cheeks!
And you actually said that. Last time I saw Chef Ryan Clark at the Lodge in the Desert, he was butchering a pig right before my very eyes. Yes. I was salivating. And the first thing you asked me was,
did you get
the
cheek?
And I did not get the cheek.
No,
I
that's
wasn't in the front of the line. It's the first thing that goes first.
Look, Matt, you got to be first in line at a pork roast. That's all I'm saying.
All right, well, I tell you what. I'm always first in line at Dickman's Meat and Deli because, as I said, it has been our protein purveyor of choice for as long back as I can remember. Look, I'm a Saguaro High School graduate, and for years, Dickman's was, you know, right there on Broadway and Camino Seco, and everyone, all my other friends were, like, going to Jack in the Box or New York Pizza or Hardee's for crying out loud for lunch. I had a bean line at the Dickman's because I went and got one of these great deli sandwiches, and I just love to stare and watch the work of men that do it better than no one else can do, from Dickman's Meat and Deli. Dan Dickman, how you doing, man?
Good, man. How about you?
You tell me. How about me? I mean, I'm surrounded by great cocktails. Yep. The aroma of the studio changed dramatically since you walked in the door, and I mean that favorably. before we talk about, you know, Dickman's qualified and credentialed ideas for how to take that backyard barbecue or that neighborhood block party to the top level of possible, talk about Dickman's, though, as that family business that we have all come to love over the years.
You bet. Well, Dickman's Meat and Deli has been around for about 26 years, ever since I was 5 years old. Grew up in the business. It's my mom's place. She raised all of us. We've got six kids. We've all worked there. You know, we're on Broadway and Pantano now. And then we also have one at Oracle in Orange Grove, and it's an old-fashioned Midwestern meat market.
And I'm glad you said that, because I think back to the days when I was growing up. You know, I grew up in Northern Virginia, and we had our neighborhood butcher. And that was the place that we used to go. You know, we didn't go to the grocery store for meat for...
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Come on. You know, you go to the butcher. You go to the deli. And I still remember the sound, Dan Dickman, of the butcher paper being ripped off.
And the smell of the place.
And the smell of the place. And you wrap it and you throw the masking tape on and use black chalk to write on the butcher paper what it is. You don't
find that.
And that breed of butcher, sadly, is just disappearing across the country.
It's dying fast.
The fact that you have stood proud for what a butcher should be in this community is nothing short of, like I said, it is hero work.
I appreciate that, Matt.
I mean,
we put a lot of work into that place.
What makes a butcher like Dickman stand out when you're thinking about coming to a place for some, you know, some premium quality beef, steaks, chops, ribs? I mean, why are you the destination of choice?
It starts off with our customer service. I think we have the best customer service. We're constantly stressing that. You know, we take care of our customers. You know, if they come in, you know, in a not so good mood, we make sure they leave in a great mood. That's our goal.
No, how could you not be in a good mood when you're buying?
Yeah, it's almost like a little therapeutic encounter.
Exactly.
You know, the blues got you down. Head over to Dickman's.
It works every time. I mean, you come in there and you can choose from just about anything. We got chicken, lamb, beef, pork, seafood, everything. Anything that has to do with protein, we have it.
Great. So when you're thinking about, you know, Jessica made these great cocktails, these wine-based cocktails, white sangria, just, you know, pumping up that backyard barbecue, thinking beverages in bulk. I know everything that you guys have there at Dickman's Meat and Deli is really star quality stuff that you could do a number of things with. But what comes to your mind as sort of the oracle of wisdom for beef and protein in this community when you're thinking about big block party, just big, you know, blowout backyard barbecue? Where are you going, Dan Dickman?
You mean to get drinks?
For food. And for food? No, for food.
Well, of course we're going to go to Dickman's and load up on the ugly steaks and the hamburgers and the hot dogs and then go to the liquor store and get a whole bunch of beer. You know, I mean, that's what we do.
Okay, so
do it every weekend.
So Dan's been on for about 7.5 minutes, .95, according to my stopwatch here, and he said it, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
He said
ugly steak.
The ugly steak. Now, you know, people, even on our Facebook page, I posted that you were going to be on the show.
Yeah.
And then there was some guy was up, it's the ugly steak. Okay, right here, settle the score right now. Help to demystify this gorgeous thing that you have introduced to Southern Arizona. What in the world is an ugly steak, Dan Dickman?
Well, it's a steak that we dropped on the grill. No, I'm just kidding. Well, it's somewhat of a secret. We can't give everything away. But the cut itself is a sirloin steak. Now, it's not a top sirloin, like most people are used to. It's a bottom sirloin.
Hmm.
Tri-tip, most people know what a tri-tip is.
Right.
It's a cut right next to the tri-tip. And it's a tender cut, and it's always well marbled. I think that's what makes it such a good steak. You know, it's affordable, but no matter how you cook it, medium rare, rare, all the way to well done, it always turns out good.
You said well done. And we were doing so well up until this point.
Yeah. It's going to be a fight.
Bring out the hook.
Anyway, I don't like well done.
So it's a sirloin, not a top sirloin. Okay, so I didn't even know that. I'm learning something new, right? And it's a sirloin, but you didn't go all the way. You're still holding something close to the vest. And you can't give the whole secret away.
Right.
I'm here to break you down, Dan Dinkman. I want you to break news on this radio show. You're not talking, are you?
No, I'm not going to say anything else.
I'm not going to say. I try so hard.
It's beef.
Can I buy you a sangria? Can I break you down that way? Okay, so the ugly steak.
Take a few.
Got to be one of your top sellers at Dinkman's.
Oh, by far. At my store, the Oracle and Orange Grove place, we probably sell 200 to 300 steaks per day.
Wow.
That's on a slow day.
Wow.
And then today, you know, you pulled me away from the store, but you're probably cutting ugly steaks like crazy right now, 500-600 on a Saturday.
My goodness. And those are all hand-cut, right? In-house.
All hand-cut.
And that makes
and
a big
trim.
Difference, doesn't it?
Yep. Oh, big time.
Because, I mean, people, you know, they want to cut corners, no pun intended.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, that's the intention. That's the thought. Really, let's call it the love that Dinkman's is all about. It's taking the time to appreciate the role that hand cutting and hand trimming plays. I mean, just watching you guys at work is half the fun.
You know, that's why we have all those tables out there and the meats out there so you guys can watch us. Do put all the love in.
Beautiful. So ugly steak should be on everybody's backyard barbecue or block party menu. You got to go for the ugly steaks.
Definitely.
Okay, so that's beef.
That's beef.
Okay, Jessica was talking about pork. Okay, so this is National Pork Month. You know, we're celebrating Porktober for another 25 more days.
Yep.
Where is Dan Dinkman going pork-wise when he's thinking about a great pork product to take to a backyard barbecue, a number of options. What's your favorite?
Yeah, I love baby back ribs.
Right on, man.
You know, we cut them there, and we leave a ton of meat on them. They are to die for.
So let me ask you.
I eat those all the time.
Here's my dilemma. Pork back ribs, do we grill them, or do we bake them, or do we smoke them? I have my opinion. I'm famous for my ribs. Ask anybody. But I bake them in the oven.
Yeah. You know what? I bake them also, but the thing with baby back ribs is you can cook them pretty much however you want. It's already a tender cut. So everybody's going to have their own way, but there's a million different ways to cook them.
Low and slow, do you recommend?
I don't like doing low and slow because that usually is going to draw the juices out, which is going to make you add more barbecue sauce to it.
Which you don't want to do.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's why people will complain about pork being dry or whatnot because they do that.
And I love getting ribs at Dinkman's because, again, you know, it's not getting these, you know, three racks of ribs that are vacuum sealed in a package that came from, Topeka. I mean, these are right there. Pulled right out of the case, hand cut, trimmed, wrapped in that beautiful butcher paper that I talked about. And I mean, that's really what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
That's real.
It's
I'm going to put Jack Hamilton on the spot now because we're talking about great barbecue. Jack, I mean, you've built, you know, I don't know how many, you know, countless backyard barbecue kitchen spaces in Southern Arizona. When you're putting some meat on the grill, where are you going? What do you like to do?
Well, I was introduced to Dinkman's about 8 years ago. And that's my stop. That's my spot.
Beautiful.
Nice to meet you over here today.
Yeah. You a ribs guy? You doing baby backs? You doing
not too much a steak. I like it's a toss up between the ugly steak and ribeye for me.
Oh, ooh, going for ribeye. So a man who likes his marbling right over here, Dan.
That's right.
That's a great steak.
Both those are very well marbled steaks.
Yeah. And what about prime? You doing some prime beef over there at Dinkman's?
Oh, yeah. We carry all ribeyes, T-bones, porterhouse, tenderloins, New York strips, everything in prime and also in choice.
And other than the ugly steak, which, of course, people are running over there right now that are listening to the show to go, I hope you have plenty of inventory, Dan. What are some of the good cuts of some of the steaks that you think are perfect for this weekend? I mean, talk about I love ribeyes too, like Jack.
Yeah.
You get some beautiful ribeyes.
Well, we actually have another famous steak there. It's called the Jan's Special Steak.
Oh, I've never had that one.
Yeah. I actually like that better than the ugly steak, believe it or not. Yeah. But the ugly steak is more popular. Sorry,
What's
Mom.
What's the difference? Oh, Jan's your mom.
Exactly.
What's the difference in the cuts?
They're actually both cut right next to each other on the bottom sirloin. So
beautiful.
They're somewhat similar, but the special steak is going to be better cooked at like rare to medium rare. Or the ugly steak, you can't mess it up. So I think that's probably why they're a little more popular.
Beautiful. The Jan Special.
The Jan Special Steak.
I might have to pop in there and grab a few of those.
Cheaper per pound, too.
Tell us again exactly where your locations are.
6472 North Oracle. That's Oracle in Orange Grove. And then 7955 East Broadway. That's Broadway and Pantano.
Beautiful. And we can't stress enough. We want all of our fellow foodies to go over to Dickman's, ask for Dan by name. You're more often than not over at the Oracle in Orange Grove location?
Definitely. Always over there, yeah.
Okay, great. Which is only just a couple miles from where we're broadcasting from.
Yep. I sped right over here from there.
Which means that the food that you have brought us is probably still hot.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, we want to mention again to all of our listeners that Dan Dickman and his charity is going to be giving a gift card for you to experience Dickman's for yourself. You can walk in. You can take a look around the case. You can engage Dan and his team. You can watch him cut. You can watch him trim. And you're not going away hungry because you're going to get this gift certificate. And you are going to have the chance to go in there and just shop and shop and have ugly steaks and Jan Special. So in just a few minutes, we're going to read a trivia question. And the first person that calls in with the right answer is actually going to get this Dickman's gift card. And you're going to walk into a butcher. It's going to remind you of being a kid again with your dad, because that's what it brings back to me. And it was an honor to bring my own son to Dickman's for the first time on Father's Day years ago.
That's great.
To pass that tradition on, because that's so important. You know, and even
that's what keeps it going.
Jack Hamilton talks about the importance of family, and we talk about, Jessica always talks about her kids and family. And when you're thinking about great food and great companionship and great entertainment, it really is all about the family, and we just want to stress that. That's really what this show is all about.
I agree.
So let's do some eating. You actually brought in some things for us to taste.
Yes, I did.
Okay, what'd you bring?
All right, well, by you, I have a bunch of twice-baked potatoes. They're loaded twice-baked. There's butter, sour cream.
Where did you find a potato let me just tell you, listeners.
This defies gravity. It defies logic. It defies, I mean, these are like the size of the big green egg for crying out loud.
Yeah,
I thought it was a pizza.
More butter and cheese in there than actual potato.
Oh, man. Okay, diet starts Monday, right?
Exactly.
Do you have also other prepared foods there just besides the steaks that you cut?
We do a lot of sandwiches, and we do a few take-home items like beef stroganoff, and sometimes we'll make some soups and chilies and whatnot.
So if I'm on my way to a background barbecue, I can stop by and get great cuts of steak. Can I pick up some of these twice-bakes to finish off at home?
You definitely can.
Salads?
They're so easy to take home and do. It's like 2.5 minutes in the microwave, and that's it.
Jessica, have you tried that? Let me just say, this was a life-changing moment for me.
Did you have a moment?
I don't throw those words around lightly.
I'm getting a fork, Matt. I'm getting a fork.
I had a moment, and you know, if ever there was a time where I've been rendered speechless, which rarely happens, ladies and gentlemen, this is it. Just creamy. The potato is absolutely cooked perfectly. That cheese. I mean, I don't know how many sticks of butter are in there.
This is the macaroni and cheese of baked potato.
Oh, there it is. That's exactly what it is.
That's great.
Oh, my gosh. So, yes, I'll have a couple of trays of those.
You got it. I'm going to sit in my
courtyard that Jack Hamilton built for me. I'm going to tell everybody to stay away, and I'm going to eat these baked potatoes. So what else we got here, Dan Dickman?
All right, then, of course, couldn't come out here without our famous ugly steaks.
I'm still on the mac and cheese.
Here's a knife for you.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
The
now,
one
let,
and only.
Oh
there.
Matt,
just
bring
the smell right there is good enough.
Bring that over here. Let me see how ugly it is.
Okay. So, we got a minute to go before we do our trivia question.
Looks like skirt steak.
Jessica,
that's what everybody thinks it is, skirt steak, but it's not.
Okay, it's an ugly steak. We're gonna take a picture of this before I throw the entire thing in my mouth. We're gonna take a picture of this, put it up on our Facebook page, because we want you all to appreciate the goodness and really the majesty of the moment that Dan Dickman has helped to create here with these gorgeous twice bakes and these out of control, off the hook, you know, iconic ugly steaks here at Dickman. So we got about another 15 seconds before we do a commercial break, and we're going to see if anybody in our listening audience wants to win a gift certificate. Have you thought about a good trivia question for the week?
Of course I have.
Okay, what's the question?
It involves the ugly steak. Well, we all know the ugly steak is ugly, but who had the most influence actually naming the ugly steak?
Oh, who had the most influence naming the ugly steak?
All of our customers that ask about the ugly steak should know the
answer. Okay, so hopefully your customers are listening. If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win a Dickman's gift card. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
Excuse me, and welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live, and yes, this is live radio. The commercial does not go longer than the amount of time you recorded it, which means that it's very unforgiving, which means that when Cindy pointed to me telling me I was live, I had a mouthful of Twice Baked Potato. Thank you, Dan Dickman.
Very welcome.
I mean, this is live radio. You can't make this stuff up.
I couldn't even save you, Matt. I was eating the ugly steak.
Ugly steaks, Twice Baked Potato.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, white sangria, putting greens, lawn turf, LED low voltage lighting. Dan Dickman, I mean, this is just a lot of fun. I mean, this is what Saturday afternoon should be all about.
This is what life should be all about. Yep.
Yeah. Life is all about. You know, we love going out to eat on the show, as I said. But this is the perfect time of year to just sort of say, hey, let me head over to Dickman's. Let me shop around. Let me go to, you know, On the Many Lives Facebook page, get the recipe for that sangria, and just kick it, invite all my neighbors over, and, you know, there it is.
But even
family
if,
fun.
But even if you're going to entertain at home, you know, we go to a lot of places, and we have a lot of locally owned restaurants and things like that. This is a great example of how you can still shop locally, support your local businesses, but still entertain at home. So I think it's a really good thing that you're here today.
Thank you very much.
And I would echo that. And you can come here anytime you want.
I will, definitely.
Provided you bring the ugly steaks and the potatoes.
Where's the caveat?
Read the fine print, Dan Dickman.
As long as sangria comes to you, right?
Exactly. Well, we got a couple of callers who think they know the answer to the trivia question. Again, Dan Dickman from Dickman's Meat and Deli. Want you to read the question one more time?
You got it. Well, we all know the ugly steak is an ugly looking steak. But who had the most influence actually naming the ugly steak?
Who had the most influence actually naming the ugly steak? We're going to go to line one, and we're going to see if Randy has the answer. Hey, Randy, what's the answer to this question?
As I recall, it's Dan's Ugly Steak.
Dan's Ugly Steak.
It is called Dan's Ugly Steak, but that's not the right answer.
Okay, so the answer is who actually had the most influence in coming up with the name Ugly Steak.
Yes.
So anyway, Randy, thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for calling. That opens up a line at 880-5678. 880-KNST for a chance to win a Dickman's Meat and Deli gift card. And we're going to go to line two and say hi to Susan. Susan, what's the answer? Who came up with the inspiration for the name Ugly Steak?
I think it was Dan's mom.
Dan's mom, she says.
Close. Now, she decided to make it okay to name it that, but she still didn't come up with it.
Okay. All right. So, Susan, no, you were close, but that's not the right answer. We're going to open up the lines again, 880-KNST, 880-5678. Why don't we do a hint, since we're going into the next round of calls? What do you think? How about a hint?
Yeah, I think a good hint would be that we get lots of these people coming in every day.
Okay, lots of these people coming in. So that would imply that the answer is not one individual. The answer is not a John Doe or
a
Jane Doe.
It is definitely plural.
Okay, it is plural. So we're going to see if JC knows the answer to the question. JC, welcome to On the Menu Live. What's the answer? Okay, so we're looking for JC on line three, or line one. JC, are you with us? Okay, I think we've lost JC. That's no problem. All right, so JC's going to be so disappointed because I think she thought she had the right answer. We're going to see if Libby knows the answer. Libby, how you doing?
Great.
Okay, Libby, what's the answer to this question?
Customers.
Libby says customers.
You are so right.
Ding, ding, ding. Libby, congratulations. Thank you so much. And look, you're absolutely right. Now, Libby, we're going
to... My husband Bill and I come in there all the time and buy steaks from Dan.
Oh,
he knows us.
Oh, you know
that's
him.
Great.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't know us, but he knows we're customers.
Okay, so you're going to know him now because it is going to be Dan Dickman's personal privilege to send you that gift certificate in the mail, Libby, and you are going to have a great time shopping at Dickman's. Now, when you walk into Dickman's, especially if you're going to go over to the one on Oracle and Orange Grove, you're going to want to ask for Dan by name because I can almost guarantee that you're going to want to take him home with you, Libby.
I agree 100%.
Anyway, Libby, thank you so much. Don't
thank
go
you,
away.
Libby.
Cindy back here at the station is going to get all your information, so don't go away.
Okay.
So your customers.
That's it.
How
that's
did that
exactly
come about?
Right.
I mean, did you put out a poll, or did you say,
nope,
"Hey,
nope.
We got this great cut. We need a name." How did that all happen?
Right. Well, this steak used to be called a sandwich steak a long time ago, back maybe early '90s when I was like 10 years old. But customers would come in and actually point at the steak on the counter and ask, "What is that ugly looking steak?" After years and years of this happening, we decided to change the name to Ugly Steak.
and I'm looking at this gorgeous steak. It's cooked perfectly. You got a beautiful crust on the outside. You've rendered those juices, so it's right there. It creates its own little bath for the ugly steak to swim around in. Now, are these hand cut in advance, or you're basically buying the steaks, or can you pre-order an ugly steak that is, you know, monstrous in size? I mean,
well, the ugly steak we can't cut too big because of the way the grain is. You know, every steak is butterflied, so if you cut it too big, it'll be too thick, and the grain won't be going the right way. So, you know, the biggest that you can go usually is maybe a 12-ounce steak. And we cut these, you know, a day ahead of time, maybe a couple hundred, so we can kind of keep ahead on them.
They're just absolutely beautiful, beautiful steaks. They're ugly. Well, no, they're ugly.
They're ugly. These are far from beautiful. These are the ugliest steaks I've ever seen. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about that, Green. We got about 2 more minutes until the show's over, and Cindy's running around here wondering how she can get some steak in her mouth right now. But you got her operate the board, for crying out loud.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about the Green and the importance of cutting against it, because some people think that that's just kind of a myth.
Right.
But talk about that.
Well, if you cut with the grain, you're going to end up with a stringy steak. You know, you try to bite into it, you're going to actually pull the steak towards you. But if you cut against it, you're getting that grain to go up and down. So then you take a bite, it just comes right off.
And that really works beautifully.
Yeah, and that's what the butterflying does to that steak. It makes it so the grain's going up and down instead of across.
Beautiful. Yeah. And in addition to a great deli and a great butcher program, you actually, you know, you got t-shirts, you got condiments, you've got barbecue sauces. You're even selling some smokers over there.
Yeah. You know, we sell some smokers, definitely. And I forgot to bring the t-shirts for you guys. I'm sorry.
I'll follow you back to the store.
Right on.
T-shirts. Dan's, you know, I actually had a Green Dickman's Meat and Deli shirt that I wore for years, and it ended up going in the rag bag.
Where is it?
And my wife wanted to, like, you know, take it to Goodwill or something. And I mean, that almost, we almost, you know, went. We almost went the wrong direction in the relationship, but I was able to maintain the shirt. Now it keeps my furniture clean, but I can't wear it anymore. So I do need a replacement. I'm so happy
we'll take care of that, definitely.
Great. Okay, hours of operation for people that want to go into Dickman's.
All right, we'll start off with the Broadway store. They are open every single day, Monday and Saturday, 8 to 6, and Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 7, or 8 to 7, and Sunday, 12 to 5. My store, the better one. is also Monday and Saturday 9 to 6, and Tuesday through Friday 9 to 7, and Sunday 11 to 5.
Great. And if you want to talk to Jack Hamilton at Landscapes by Turf Tech to start your ideas going around transforming your backyard into entertainment destination, Jack, how can they get a hold of you?
Call me on my cell phone at 630-521-6080.
631-6080. And Jessica Nenadic from Alliance Beverage, always a pleasure. Please don't take all the sangria home with you.
Matt, I'm sharing.
Very good. So awesome to have you back on the show. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to rerun on our website on themenulive.com next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell, Jessica Nenadic, Dan Dickman, and Jack Hamilton reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it's On The Menu Live. Have a great weekend. We'll see you at Dickman's.